Hello, and welcome to the first episode of the Coffee Break Liberty podcast with your host, me, Leo Sowers, and the Liberty dog, Gino himself, by my side. We're recording this now on New Year's Eve, so if you hear fireworks going off in the background, that's just my neighbors celebrating, bringing in the new year, and the end of a pretty crazy year, right? We're not going to dwell on that. We're moving on. This being the first episode, I do want to bring up that welcome. You're here. We made it. Finally, the podcast is here. We've talked about it for so long. I guess I've talked about it because now this is a one-man show. But we'll have guests on eventually, maybe get back into the interviews, and now we can actually do interviews that are not in blog format. This, though, will essentially be an extension of the blog. We may go in further in depth and things we talked about in the blog, things that come out in the newsletter, other situations like that. But yes, we're here, finally. The first podcast, the first episode of the Coffee Break Liberty podcast. I'm so glad you guys are here, and I hope you enjoy. Maybe get a little laugh, get a giggle. You now know what I sound like for some of those who don't know who I am. Then again, if you do know who I am, you know the sound of my voice. This is no surprise to you. And if you've been following us on the Facebook page, you've also seen a rebranding earlier this week. Nothing major, but it's kind of the direction we're going to go. I say we, as in, I guess it's just me and Gino, the Liberty dog, right now. I want to do more podcasts. And I don't want to say that I will cut down on the blog posts, but they have become, you know, far and few between these days. They're not as many as I intended to when I started, but I do feel the quality has increased while the quantity has decreased. So I will keep up with some blog posts from time to time, and hopefully I can kind of bounce back and forth between the blogs and the podcast. Like I said, carry on one with the other in the future. That's kind of the plan. We'll see. So what are we going to talk about for the first Coffee Break Liberty episode? Well, this is a local-ish, at least local to Texas and the Fort Worth area story. And this was brought to my attention by somebody else in the Liberty movement. So there is a small charity in Fort Worth, Texas, and their main thing is helping out the homeless people. It's run by a husband and wife team. The name of that charity is Project Love Love, and you can find them at projectlovelove.org. And they go to these homeless enclaves where there's lots of tents, you know, like a tent city type situation. And they hand out food and blankets and jackets and shoes and toothpaste and toothbrushes, things that some of us that aren't involved with that kind of stuff wouldn't even think about, right? We would think about maybe the jackets and the bread, but, you know, not the shoes, not the socks, not the toothpaste, things like that. We might overlook that. And these people, they don't overlook that. And they give willingly and they give often. It looks like they try to do an event at least once a weekend. And that's what brings me to this story. Because a few weekends ago, or I guess about a month ago now, early December, Fort Worth's finest felt it was their duty or what have you to go and fine them for violating COVID restrictions. They fined this very small charity $1,300. This is a large amount for a charity of this size, and it hurts them a lot. There's no way to look at this in a positive light. These people are doing charity work. They are helping those that need the help most. They're helping those people that live outside because they've got nothing. They have nothing. Some of them don't even have shoes. They don't have toothpaste. Hence why they give it to them. They give them bread so they have something to eat. and Fort Worth's finest again saw this and said, you know what? We need to put a stop to this. We can't have Project Love Love, among others, donating to the homeless. We can't have people giving from the bottom of their heart to those that need it. We're going to put a stop to this. We're going to fine them $1,300. We're going to ensure, or at least try to ensure, that they don't ever try this again. They don't come out here again, because it would be a violation of some arbitrary law that was, it's a decree. It's not a law. It's somebody just saying, you know what? It's time now that we all just sit inside and you can't help people because you're going to violate COVID restrictions. I bet you that police department probably violates COVID restrictions, but they're not fining themselves, are they? So there they are, fining this very small charity. And it's quite frankly, it's disgusting. It's horrible. This is how the government treats us. They ban us from helping each other. They make it against the law somehow, some way. They try to hurt those that are hurt the most. The people that have no voice whatsoever, the homeless, are now being hurt the most by the government. For what reason? Violating COVID restrictions? Get out of here. That's absurd. The people at Project Love Love have a lot more patience than you or I probably would, and they took it in stride. But this is what they did, and I love this. I really like this part. They went out there the next weekend and peacefully, you know, non-compliant, right? And they started donating again. They took that fine and they said, fine, we'll take it. They took it with a smile on their face. They weren't even upset. I would be a little ticked, but they didn't seem to be that upset about it. And they went out the next weekend and started donating again. And that's the kind of peaceful non-compliance that we need to see more of, that we should all be doing. When the government tells us, no, you can't have five people in your house because you might spread a disease, you got go and have 10 people in your house. This is absurd. It's time that these laws that are just arbitrary, based on nothing whatsoever, there is no science supporting a 5 to 10 person limit in your house. You will not find anything like that. There's no science supporting you can't donate goods to the homeless outdoors, mind you, because that violates some COVID restriction written by who? It's not written by some expert. It's written by some city councilman or someone that works for the county that sits behind a desk just so they could collect fines from good people. Peaceful non-compliance. That's what we need to see more of. That's what I like to see. So now, with the first episode, I'm kind of coming out hat in hand, and I would appreciate it, and I know Project Love Love would appreciate it too, if you could help them out. If you could go to projectlovelove.org, maybe buy some merch that they have. They have a donate button in the very bottom. I believe, don't quote me on this, but I believe you can write these donations off. But I would get in touch with them about that and talk to your CPA. I am not a licensed tax professional, etc., etc., etc. But I would definitely suggest checking them out at projectlovelove.com. If you are in the Fort Worth area, they need items all the time. If you're willing to donate items or your time, they would appreciate it greatly. Like I said, it's a two very small husband and wife team that put this together. But it takes about what it looks like 6 to 8 people per event to do this. So they need hands all the time. They need help. And they're doing this out of the goodness of their heart. So they could use your help, especially with this fine. So it's me asking you to help them. Hopefully you can find, you know, 10 bucks to give them or something to help them in future endeavors. And like I said, especially if you're in the Fort Worth area, look them up, Maybe you've got a weekend you can spare, a few hours. I'm not sure how long their events run, a few items. They would greatly appreciate it. And I know I would too. And with that, I guess I'll end with a plug for my own stuff. I've got a great deal for you guys. If you go to coffeebreakliberty.com/affiliate, you'll see a banner for Bluehost.com. What's Bluehost, you might ask? Well, they are the people that host my website, coffeebreakliberty.com, and where you'll be able to find this podcast and more in the future, and the blog post that you all have been reading, I'm sure. So if you, like I said, go to coffeebreakliberty.com/affiliate, you'll see that link to Bluehost. If you sign up for Bluehost, using them as a hosting site for your website, I've got a great deal for you. I'm calling it the Tom Woods deal because I'm pretty much stealing it from Tom Woods. You sign up through that affiliate link, let me know about it, and I will give a plug to you on my show here, the blog, the Facebook page, my Instagram, all my media outlets, social media outlets, that is. That's over 2,200 people seeing it on just the Facebook page and the Instagram page alone. Over 2,200 people. You're going to get exposure that you're not even paying for because you're already getting a great deal with the website. So, like I said, coffeebreakliberty.com/affiliate. And while you're there, go ahead and check out the store too. There's some great mugs that would look great in your cupboard if you didn't get what you wanted for Christmas or, you know, whatever holiday you were celebrating and you thought, man, I really wanted a good coffee mug. There's a few other items too. Go out and go there and check the store. And that's going to end it here for the first ever episode of the Coffee Break Liberty podcast. I hope you guys will join us again whenever the next one is. We'll see how frequently these come out. Hopefully I can get on a good time schedule. But thank you again. And until next time, take care.